This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative entrepreneur. I am David Cadavy from Love Your Work headquarters in Colombia. Yes, the country. I have interviewed titans of industry like Steve Case. I've interviewed best-selling authors like Seth Godin and James Altucher. I've interviewed experts on behavioral science, creators from dancers to a chef to a Hollywood set designer, and visionaries on the cutting edge of creative monetization, whether that's self-publishing or blockchain technology. Now, from these conversations, I pull out lessons to share with you on how you can find your unique voice as a creative entrepreneur, how you can nail the right mindset to succeed, and how you can be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. If you are new here, welcome. Again, I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app and get my free creative productivity toolkit. Sign up at cadavy.net/tools. What does it really take to make it as a creative entrepreneur? I often have people asking me for ideas on strategies for how to smoothly transition from their day jobs to making their art for a living. Now, is it possible? What do you have to do? And I always feel like I have an answer that they don't want to hear, but here it is anyway, in this week's episode. Thank you to our sponsor today, Gusto. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. You don't have time to be an expert on things like taxes and regulations, and old school payroll providers just aren't built for the way you work today. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. Modern technology does the heavy lifting, so it's easy for you to get it right. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today. You'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/loveyourwork. That is gusto.com/loveyourwork. Here it is. How do you make it as a creator? You walk through fire. That's how. Sometimes people ask me about how to make it as a creator. They're looking for the safe path, the sure bet. How can they seamlessly transition from their day job to making a living, making their art? I don't have the answer that they want to hear. Imagine your child is in a burning building. Your art is your child. Your life is the burning building. With every second that passes, the fire renders another point of entry impossible to navigate. That window is covered in flames, or a supporting beam is blocking that hallway. It becomes increasingly difficult to save your child. At some point, the whole thing will collapse, and it will be too late. Now, you can wait for the authorities to come. You'll be safe, but your child may perish in the fire. Your physical body will be fine, but you'll always wonder what you could have done. So, this is what you do if you want to save your child. This is what you do if you want to make a living making your art. You walk through fire. Yes, if you choose a safe route, one where you do your thing on the side with whatever tiny bit of energy you have left over after getting home from your 9-to-5, and then you hope that you can replace that income before smoothly transitioning, you'll be okay, but your art may never see the light of day. Now, I'm not saying that it can't be done. I'm just saying that this is the only way that I know. I'm also not talking about some kind of artistic compromise, like you've transitioned to doing freelance work, but you're really trying to get that out of the way so you can do what you really want to be doing. I'm talking about this situation. You both don't know exactly what your art is, and you don't have a clue how you're going to get paid doing it. Now, what constitutes walking through fire? It's something different for everybody, but here is my personal path starting post-college. 1, develop a financial runway. 3 years of eating 80-cent banquet meals while sitting in a gray cubicle in Nebraska. Invest all savings in the stock market. 2, learn to think differently. 3 years in Silicon Valley. 3, go your own way. Cash out a year's worth of living expenses from the stock portfolio. Leave Silicon Valley in the midst of a boom with job offers for more money than you've ever made nipping at your tail. 4, search for it. 3 years experimenting in a cheap Chicago apartment. This is how I found the idea for my first book. 5, pursue it. 6 years of marketing and developing around my first book, as well as more experimentation. You're still not making as much money as those Silicon Valley job offers promised. 6, double down on the second wave of it. Cut out loose ends in your business, move to a quote-unquote third world country to design your life around your craft. 7, make it? After 3 years of doubling down, one of your books takes off. Actually, The Heart to Start recently got endorsed by Seth Godin, so that was a big help. Now, maybe you've made it by now. Who really knows? It's different for everyone. Even the above doesn't work without some lucky breaks. The main point is, you'll do whatever it takes, however long it takes, with a little overlap in these events. That's about a 16-year process for me. So how do you know if a path like this is right for you? It all depends upon your answer to this question. If that building comes tumbling down with your quote-unquote child in it, will you be able to live with yourself? Is love your work helping you find the intersection on your love and money Venn diagram? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation to make you into the person that you want to be? If so, we, together, you and I, can make this the show that we want it to be. I'm trying to make a nourishing and thoughtful show, and I could use your help with that. Please donate to the show. Just a coffee a month will help support the hosting and production of this show. Just a coffee a month will help spread Love Your Work's message, helping more people live a balanced life with a healthy definition of success. To donate, visit our Patreon page at katavi.net/donate. Patreon is a platform that lets you support creators like me. Vote with your dollars and keep Love Your Work going at katavi.net/donate. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at katavi.net/donate. That's katavi.net/donate. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsor Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pankovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.